on, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, February 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great Super Bowl. Can't believe the game going into overtime, playing under the new rules. It wasn't sudden death anymore. Used to be sudden death. First team to score wins. That's not the way it's done anymore. They changed the rules. And the process, I think, went against the coach for the San Francisco 49ers. Under these new rules, you want to see what the other team does first. They won the toss. They took the ball. He wanted to rest his defense. I understand they had been on the field quite a long time. Wanted to give them a blow, get hydrated, rest, be ready to go. But had he put the defense out there, and Kansas City would have gone down and scored a touchdown, then he would have known that they had to score a touchdown. A field goal wasn't going to win it. Because that's exactly the situation. Kansas City came from behind with a touchdown. Time was actually ran out looking at the second quarter, if you will, of overtime, and it was amazing. Amazing game. Congratulations to Kansas City. It was a good game. Fought hard. Honestly, I didn't think they were going to come back. San Francisco had a small lead at halftime. I thought their defense was playing good. The offense kind of sputtered. Well, they let Kansas City get back into the game, and they came back and they won it. Back-to-back world champions. I mean, they are a young team. They have the makings potentially of a dynasty. Kind of on the lines of New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady years. Yeah, they could do it. They've got some up-and-coming tight ends that are probably going to replace Travis Kelce. He's probably going to retire here soon. And I think it's a situation where they could go on for a few years. So this is going to be interesting. But some major moves happening with our Detroit Lions. Potential rumor trade, $67 million man. Yes, the defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings. They're negotiating with him. 16.5 sacks last year. Absolutely, what they need is to put pressure on the quarterbacks, the teams they're playing, and this guy could definitely be the other end to the bookcase. Adrian Hutchinson, the University of Michigan, usually plays left end. I think this guy plays right end. So if they put that deal together, they're showing me that they want to win it next year. Getting into the playoffs wasn't good enough. So, football is over. We're moving on. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Get some comments coming in. Okay, yes, reminder, I mentioned this last week on the show. Again, tonight, two meetings actually going on, one in Sheboygan, one in Torch Lake Township. The Stand Up Michigan chapters for Sheboygan County and Presqu'ile County will continue their Chris Ann Hall videos on the Constitution. It's going to be tonight, Monday, February 12th, 6:30 at the Sheboygan County Building. They're going to be meeting in the Commissioner's Room. The main entrance will be closed. The door to the Commissioner's Room is located on the opposite side of the building. That will be open. If you have any questions, call or text Dar. Her number is 231-408-8928. Again, 231-408-8928. Appreciate those. Also, the Antrim County Conservative Union is going to be meeting at 7 o'clock at the Torch Lake Township Hall. If you're in the area listening on the TuneIn app or the website, or you know some folks that live here in Antrim County, tell them we'll be meeting at 7 o'clock. So greatly appreciate that. One of the things I think that needs to be talked about this morning out of the gate to remind you about it, we talked about it last week. Well, this Thursday, the 15th at 7 o'clock, all 83 counties across the state of Michigan will be having their county conventions. Now, if you haven't ever attended a county convention, you have no idea whatsoever what goes on at a county convention, you need to show up in person in your county this Thursday at 7. It's real simple. Go to the migop.org website, go down to the bottom and click on county chairs. Alphabetical order, find your county, send an email to the chair for the party. Introduce yourself. I heard Chuck or Randy talking about it on the radio. I'd like to come. Where's it going to be held? Thursday at 7 is fixed all across the state. Now, personally, I'm going to be down attending the Genesee County Convention. Vicki will be here in Antrim County as she's an elected precinct delegate. She will be attending Antrim County. But after I get done with the show on Thursday, I'm going to drive down to the Genesee County Flint area, Grand Blanc, that area down that way, and I'm going to be attending their county convention. Now, one of the things you have to understand is that this is for precinct delegates only as far as voting goes. But it is open to the public if you want to attend as a visitor. You're not allowed to vote. You're not going to be part of the process. You don't get to vote, but you get to watch what's going on. After the convention, and this is critical, after the convention, you need to get recognized by the chair. Ask them to check their appropriations report to find out what vacancies they have for precinct delegate slots that may be open, and to see if your township, city, village has an opening. If they do, you can be elevated. You can be appointed to fill any vacancies that are outstanding. Why is this important? Because a good convention to come to in Detroit on Saturday, March 2nd, I believe it's going to start at 10 o'clock. Doors will probably open at 8:30 to get everybody registered and get them into their seats. But it would be a good convention for you to come to. This caucus slash convention is going to be electing the presidential nominee for the state of Michigan. Well, everybody's like, wait a minute, Trucker, there's a primary coming up. Yes, the election primary starts a week from today. Next Monday, the 19th of February, 9 days of early voting starts. 9 days of early voting. The actual election day is February 27th. That's what the Democrats wanted to do, was move it up to try to make Michigan look relevant in the presidential primary. But in doing so, violated national RNC rules. If you didn't hear the interview with Dr. Rob Steele, running for re-election, national committee man, he explained that we were only getting 12 delegates out of this February 27th early presidential primary, election day, in order to get back the remaining delegates. We had to go to a caucus or convention after March 1st. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. Meeting in Detroit on March 2nd. And in doing so, the precinct delegates will be voting for those remaining delegates. To make us whole, 55 delegates to be able to attend from the state of Michigan, our full delegation to go to Milwaukee in July for the national convention. Now, after you get elevated to be a precinct delegate, tell the chairman you'd like to get credentials to be a visitor, so you can come down and see what's going on in Detroit. You drive down that morning. It starts at 10. You can get there by 9:45. You're good to go. Now, if something happens where the delegates aren't all there, maybe some of the alternates don't show up, there could be a situation where they elevate you as a recent elevated precinct delegate, even with a guest pass, you could be elevated to vote. I've seen it happen. One time they opened up the floor to everybody that was still there because the place emptied out. They got to a third or fourth round of balloting and people got hungry and said, "That's it, I'm out of here. They don't pay us for this gig. We're going home." Well, the chairs were scrambling. They didn't have enough people. So they literally went into what I call the peanut gallery and got people there that were precinct delegates but not listed as delegates or alternate, and they elevated them. So, yes, it is definitely, definitely happening. Now, there are some other dates here that we need to talk about. Today, of course, being Monday, February 12th. Well, that's the deadline to register to vote online or by mail, or to be able to vote in person on Tuesday, February 27th. This is for the presidential primary only. Tomorrow, the window for in-person registration at the local clerk's office with proof of residency, not proof of citizenship, but proof of residency, begins. Now, this Saturday, February 17th, communities must begin allowing early voting. Friday, February 23rd, the deadline to request an absentee ballot at 5 o'clock is over. You can't get an absentee ballot if you haven't gotten one already. Sunday, February 25th, last day of early voting. And then, of course, 4 p.m. on Monday in 2 weeks, February 26th, 4 p.m. will be the deadline to request an absentee ballot in person at the local clerk's office. And then lastly, Tuesday, February 27th, election day, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, personally, Vicky and I are going to vote absentee. I'm going to vote absentee want to go down and see how things are happening in Detroit on election night, because there is a big battle going on the Democrat side. Democrats, some of them are protesting Biden here in the state of Michigan. There is a absolutely pro-Palestinian, in my opinion, pro-Hamas population, mostly in Dearborn and Hamtramck. But others that are sympathetic, demanding and wanting a ceasefire in Israel, saying they're going to vote either for Donald Trump or they might vote uncommitted. If you're a Republican and you don't see the need to vote to send a message to Nikki Haley, you need to send one to the Democrats. Because if Republicans get out and vote in huge numbers for Donald Trump and he wins in a landslide, it'll be totally embarrassing to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It'll be embarrassing to Joe Biden. It'll be embarrassing to the Democrat Party. They did all these games. They pushed all these bills through to get us a early presidential primary, violating RNC rules, which they knew darn well it was going to do. And guess what? It backfired. World events took place. Foreign policy, weak foreign policy agendas by this administration has caused his own problems. Biden is being seen as a senile, feeble old man. Can't remember when his son Beau died. Can't remember when he was vice president. Report came out, I believe, last week, the week before. The guy is losing it. So as a result, everybody is on the offense. China, looking like they're probably fixed to take over Taiwan. Putin continuing in the Ukraine. Unbelievable unrest everywhere. Well, the Democrats are starting to see the writing on the wall. Biden is not capable of serving another term. 81 years old. The guy needs to ride off into the sunset. And he's not running the country anyway. Obama is. I mean, let's face it. His policies, his agenda, obviously being carried out by this puppet. So, make sure you vote. You Republicans, send a message to Nikki Haley, to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and the Democrats. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.